According to the Anti-Defamation League, bullying is the most reported type of workplace harassment. For more on this, we turn to the KCBS Ring Central Newsline and talk with LeBaron Myers, president and CBO of Not Me. Thanks a lot for talking to us today. So what is the difference between bullying and other forms of harassment, like sexual harassment and the like?
Well, what's interesting about bullying, and thanks for having me today, is because this is a really important topic and one we're seeing an uptick in that people aren't necessarily aware of. What's interesting about bullying is that almost all forms of workplace misconduct have some form of bullying within them, whether that be harassment, discrimination, racism. But typically bullying has some intent to harm and is happening over a period of time and targeting someone who may not have the same power to respond. So it's most often a power abuse dynamic, which most misconduct is.
Does that mean it's the boss or someone who's at an upper level over the person they're bullying?
Quite often, there is a hierarchy difference. It doesn't have to be. It can also be that someone is targeting you for some other reason that because of you're a marginalized group of some kind. So it really does depend.
And there have been some numbers out that say that there's more bullying going on, even though people are working from home.
This is what's been interesting. So at Not Me Solutions, we capture a lot of reports. Anyone anywhere can download our app and report misconduct. And we've actually seen an uptick in bullying. And we believe that part of that is because in the workplace, there's both physical and psychological safety. And so a lot of people are working remotely, and they might feel more safe now to report things because they're not right next to the aggressor physically. So we think that there's a little bit of a lag, that people are reporting things that have happened prior to COVID. Also, we believe there's going to be more reporting post-COVID or when we get back to whatever the new normal is, because there's a lot of new psychological bullying that's happening as well. But because of the economy and because people are really holding onto their jobs and scared of losing their jobs, some people aren't speaking up and are tolerating things that really are inappropriate and in some cases illegal.
You know, the idea of working from home, you're in your home, which should be considered your safe space, and being bullied just seems so beyond the pale.
We've seen some even very public things that have happened, whether it be over Slack, over Zoom. Cyberbullying. I mean, these are things that are happening to kids, right, over social media, and it's continuing all the way up into the workplace because, again, what we're talking about is an abuse of power. And when someone wants to abuse their power, they can do that across multiple mediums. They don't have to be in your physical presence. Again, the psychological misconduct and the psychological bullying that we're speaking about here is quite prevalent.
Okay, so what can people or the boss do to support their colleagues and combat workplace bullying?
So there's a couple things here. What we've created is Not Me is an app that is an open platform. Anyone anywhere can download this over iOS or the Android store. It takes less than 3 minutes to report right from your phone, either using your name or anonymously, whether you experience something or you witness something. So really, we want anyone and everyone to speak up, whether it's something that you've gone through or you've seen happen. That's from the reporting aspect. For the employers, this is really a critical time for employers to do something different. We hear a lot of lip service right now about a lot of things, whether it be bullying, whether it be since Black Lives Matter. Companies are saying the right thing on LinkedIn and other places about what they stand for and what their values are, but employees want to see action. And so subscribing to our product is incredibly important to Not Me because it really tells your employees, hey, we care and we want to hear from you. What this is about is creating a speak-up culture. And we just don't have enough of those. And that is the future of the workplace if we want them to be more safe and more successful. So it's really encouraging people to speak up and to speak up earlier. That is one of the things that's really missing. Most of the misconduct that happens, people don't speak up at all. And if they do, they wait and they endure for so long that it's very costly to themselves as individuals and to companies.
All right. We thank you very much for the time. That is LeBaron Myers with the president of Not Me.